I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwind Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh. Mel Pearson's going to be checking in by telephone in just a little bit here on the Mel Pearson Show. The Huskies remain on the road, literally. They still are on the road, and we'll go right to the Sioux this weekend for the big WCHA series against the Lakers. To say it is a big series against the Lakers would be an understatement, because this is one of those games, one of those series that you just have a feeling is going to really help define things towards the end. When the WCHA standings all come out and the playoff picture is figured out and all that good stuff. So we'll need a couple of wins, at least some points this weekend down at Taffy Able Arena after the Huskies coming off a pretty good run down at the Comerica Park Outdoor Great Lakes Invitational, the 49th annual 2013 Great Lakes Invitational outside of Comerica Park. The Huskies tie Michigan State and win it in a shootout to advance to the championship game in the semifinal. And then they take on Western Michigan in the championship game for the second straight year. And a game that could have went either way the entire 60 minutes of regulation. Michigan Tech with countless opportunities. The Broncos with countless opportunities. Neither team could score against the goaltenders. And with that, the Huskies and the Broncos go into overtime. And 2 minutes and 1 second in, the Broncos get a little bit of a nice bounce there and just squeak one across the line to win the Great Lakes Invitational. And they take home the hardware. The Huskies finish up in runner-up second place. And we'll have a chance to get back to the championship podium again next year in the 50th annual Great Lakes Invitational. So lots coming up here during the Mel Pearson Show. Again, coaches on the road, and we'll be checking in with us in just a little bit. If you have a question for Mel Pearson, you can email it to us, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after these on Mix 93 WKMJ.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys, and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The
Douglas House Apartments has openings for seniors or handicapped people with low or medium income. The rent is income-based. These apartments have new carpeting and new paint with brand-new thermopane windows, and the heat is included in the rent. Stay warm without worrying about exorbitant heating bills and shoveling. The downtown Houghton location is great with 6 restaurants, public library, shopping, and the Houghton City Transit right there. Be part of the friendly Douglas House family. Stop by or call the Douglas House Apartments at 482-2000.
You look happy.
I'm going shopping for a new vehicle.
Why are you happy? That means stress, pushiness, spending more than you want, trouble after the sale.
You're obviously shopping at the wrong places. Big Valley Ford Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Ewan is stress-free shopping. They actually want you to find the right vehicle for you, not just one they want to sell. You choose where to car shop. Wouldn't you rather be happy? Shop Big Valley Ford Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Ewan, where peace of mind is standard equipment, and online at bigvalley.biz.
Biggest savings is why you'll drive to Big, Big, Big Valley.
Hi, this is Tom Cataline.
And this is Dirk Hembroff.
Inviting you to stop by
New Year's Eve at the Coppermine Food and Spirits in Tamarack City. Whether you want to kick back and relax or get up and dance.
Tom and Dirk.
New Year's Eve at the Coppermine Food and Spirits in Tamarack City.
Hi, I'm Ed Labonte from Herman Jewelers in Calumet. After 42 years, it's time for me to semi-retire. So now until our jewelry, watch, clock, and gift inventory is gone, Herman Jewelers will be having an inventory reduction sale at 50% off store-wide, excluding coins, consignment, repairs, and layaway. As always, Herman Jewelers will continue to repair your watches, clocks, and jewelry, as well as buy and sell gold and silver coins and bullion. 337-2703.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and 2 full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Your local State Farm offices, Kelly Jepson in Houghton, Mike Lottie in Hancock, Matt M. Blood, Lonson, Ontonagon, and Calumet State Farm.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Head coach Mel Pearson with us on the road. A long week for you, coach, as we get set to take on the Lakers from Lake State. But let's talk a little bit about the Great Lakes Invitational and a runner-up running there in the 49th GLI. Are you there, coach?
What's that, Dirk?
I just going to have you talk a little bit about the Great Lakes Invitational, just in general, as we play a couple of really close games against Michigan State and the Western Broncos.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a tough result, obviously. I thought it was a hard-fought game. I think for people who are familiar with the games and the ice conditions, they're not the greatest, and that's not an excuse. Both teams have to play on them, but I think when you see the game, maybe the passing's not as crisp, or there's not as many, good scoring opportunities, and a lot of it has to do with that. So what teams do is they simplify the game, try and keep things, rather simple, just get it out, get it in, and hope for a break. But I thought it was a good hockey game. Both teams created, a few great A scoring chances. Both teams worked hard, really hard defensively, blocking a lot of shots, and I think either team, we didn't give them much, they didn't give us much. And, it's going to come down to a bounce or a break. And we've been in a lot of those games this year, and unfortunately we didn't get that bounce we needed. And we had a couple of good chances at the end of the game in regulation to move on. I mean, on the power play, I was watching again last night, a subtle little shot from the point. We had a tip and know, Hafner had no idea, and just sitting on the top of his pads there. So, you know, you're an inch away maybe from, you know, claiming the second championship, and that's how close it is. But overall, I thought our guys really worked hard all weekend, played hard, and there's not much to choose between the teams.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the first game and Michigan State. There wasn't a whole lot happening in that first period. 7-6 were the shots in favor of Michigan Tech, and no scoring at all. And it looked like a little bit of a feeling out process between the two teams.